Today's Namaste Yoga continues our benefits of yoga series, and today's benefit is strength. Hello and welcome to episode 193 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today we're going to start with a beautiful testimonial that I received from YouTube. She says, "I'm so grateful, Melissa. For a very long period, I've been trapped in my anxiety and depression, sleepless nights, and endless crying. Now I've done your yoga classes for about 6 months. I love them, and I've never felt better in my whole life. It helps me control my life, my body, my thoughts, relaxes me, and puts every piece right. I'm so thankful, grateful, and I admire you for what you do and how you do it." So I just love this. It really speaks to our theme today, because we're going to be talking about strength, but with this whole series, we're going really deep and inwards, and so this is really what inner strength is all about. I have a friend that says, you know, we can give people the tools, and so if we use a metaphor of gardening, I can give this person the hoe, but it's really up to her to take that hoe and use it in her garden. And so I really appreciate that she has taken the hoe and tended to her beautiful garden. And what a difference she's made in her own life over the last 6 months. It's just incredible, and I admire her for everything that she's done in her own life and the inner strength that it must have taken to turn things around in her own life. So thank you so much for leaving your comments on YouTube and iTunes and Facebook and my website. We love receiving your feedback, and I respond to them wherever you leave them. And also today, we would love for you to take advantage of our free morning and evening yoga video sequence that we give to you on our website. It's not available anywhere else on the web. It's something that we keep tucked away just for people who sign up for our newsletter. And if you go to melissawest.com and sign up for our newsletter, you can receive a daily newsletter, a weekly newsletter, or a monthly newsletter, however often you want it. We do put out a video every single day answering your questions about yoga lifestyle. We do a juicing video every Thursday. We do a smoothie video every Saturday. And all the other days we answer your questions. And on Fridays, Namaste Yoga comes out. And so if you want these delivered right to your inbox, we can do that for you. And we do weekly. We can put together a digest for you, or you can receive this monthly. So if you want to go and sign up, when you do, as our gift to you, we give you a free morning and evening yoga video sequence. And just one quick 5-star rating on iTunes before we get started. This is from Traversal, and they say, "I've learned more than I could have imagined in a short time. Wonderful teacher." And that's from Canada on August 20th. So thank you for leaving your 5-star ratings on iTunes. That really helps other people just like you find us. And of course, thank you to Squeezed and Dusky Leaf for helping me be ready for every yoga class with my props and my clothes today. Thankfully, I have shorts from Squeezed, because it is stinking hot here today. So 37 with the Humidex. Whew! Happy to have shorts today. and the shade of the trees, yes. And to be on Lake Ontario, where it's just so much cooler than... we live just a few blocks from the lake, a 5-minute drive, a 10-minute bike ride, and man, oh man, it's just so much cooler here, just a few blocks away. So shorts, close to the lake, canopy of a tree, it's all good for our strength class today. So go ahead and rest back, and we'll contextualize today's class. Make yourself comfortable. Take a few moments to settle in. Tuck your shoulder blades in underneath you. If your low back is tender, you can always bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Or if you have a bolster, you can place a bolster underneath your knees. And take a deep breath in. And let it fall out of your mouth. So when we practice yoga, we often first think of our physical bodies and the asanas, the yoga postures. And it's true also when we think of strength, we first think of the strength of our physical body. In yoga, there is something called the koshas, and on our membership site, we actually have a whole series on the koshas, if you're interested in that. And these are the layers of your energetic body, starting with the densest layer is your physical body, but then there's also much more subtle layers of your energetic body that keep your outer body healthy and strong. When you move your physical body with your asanas, your yoga postures, you're affecting all the layers of your body, from your energetic body, your thought body, your emotional body, to your spiritual body. So there are many things that will give you strength, such as hope, sleep, even having quiet time to sit and think without being interrupted. And the most important source of strength you have for your body may not even be what you think it is. You could practice all the challenging muscle-bound postures you want, but without your breath, you will not even survive for 1 minute. Each of the billions of cells of your body are sustained through the fresh oxygen supplied by your breath. If your breath is deep and steady and without tension, you will be nourished and strong. Staying with your breath through your yoga asanas keeps your practice strong. If you go even deeper than your breath to your energetic body, to your prana, there are 72,000 nadis, or energy channels, that run through your body. If you imagine for a moment what the nerves of your nervous system look like running through your body, this is what the rivers of the vital energy or prana look like running through your body. This prana gives you strength. So as you rest back here and connect to your breath and become quiet and tune into the still energy within, can you begin to sense this energy or prana or vital energy moving through your body? This is how we begin to refine our practice as we become more and more advanced as yogis, tuning into this prana or vital energy. So asanas or yoga postures are tools, and their purpose is to serve our body, mind, and spirit. They're not the end goal in and of themselves. So why do we practice strengthening our bodies in yoga? So that we can have good-looking muscles? So that we can be incredibly strong physically? So how strong do you really need to be physically? I was interviewing a yoga teacher for our continuing education course for teachers, and she was speaking about wanting more from the postures and yoga in general. And this was somebody who was really skilled at anatomy and the structure of yoga, the structural therapy aspect of yoga. So I shared with her a metaphor that I came up with as I was thinking about preparing for this class on strength. I was thinking about, what do I need in a friend? And I said to her, it's not every day that I need my closest friend to lift a car off me. In fact, I've never needed my closest friend to lift a car off me. However, there are many days that I need my closest friends to have the strength of character to get me through challenging times, emotionally and mentally. And it's also true that there are many times that my friends need me to have the strength of character to help them through challenging times, mentally and emotionally. We practice strengthening postures in yoga, in my opinion, to experience strength in our physical bodies through our breath, so that that strength can be translated to our energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So reflect back on these teachings on strength, and even consider what's going on in your own life now that requires your strength. And considering all that, go ahead and form an intention right now for how this yoga class on strength could best serve you in your own life. And once you've formed your intention, you can go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And then we're going to begin with a revolved abdominal twist on your back. And for this, I wasn't going to use any props, but now I'm thinking I would like to use a block for this. So I've got a block. I think Tim's going to throw one to me, but he's going to throw it gently because it's really heavy. Okay. So if you have a block, you can place it between your knees with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. It's just nice because it keeps your alignment between your knees and your hip bones, which helps to stabilize your SI joint, which is really super useful for yogis because with all the hip stretches we do, our SI joints get unstable. And we have a whole class on that on our in our shop and in our membership site, which is just so great. Okay, so what you're going to do is bring your legs up to a 90 degree angle and draw up through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel to your spine. You're going to inhale. And we're going to use this as a strengthening exercise today by creating a vinyasa out of it. That's just moving with breath and let your breath carry you. This is going to be the thing that gives you the strength. So inhale. Exhale, you're going to slowly lower to your right side, and this action of slowly lowering, using your abdominals to resist, this is going to work your obliques here. And then inhale here. Exhale, draw your navel back to your spine. Use your abdominals, not your arms, to bring your legs back to the center. Then inhale in the center. Exhale, slowly lower over to the side. So the weight of your legs creates resistance for your core. Inhale here. And exhale. Use the strength of your core to bring your legs back to the center. Inhale. And exhale, come back center. Inhale. Exhale, lower down. Inhale. Exhale, coming back to the center. Inhale. Exhale, slowly lower down. Inhale. Exhale, back to center. Inhale. Exhale, slowly lower down. Inhale. Exhale, back to the center. And we'll do one more each side, feeling your strength in the core of your being here. Inhale. Use your breath to carry you. Inhale. Exhale, back to center. Inhale. Exhale, slowly lower down. Inhale. And exhale, back to center. Great. And then you can take your block and place it down on the ground. And you're going to roll to your side and come up to seated. And we're going to do some Kapalabhati breath. And this is skull shining breath, which is great for, I have some friends, great for strengthening your abdominals. So we're going to continue with that strength at the core of your body. Okay. So place your hands on your belly and you're going to inhale. Exhale with a ha, so that you're drawing your navel back towards your spine. Inhale. So it's really drawing your belly back. And then what we're going to do is do this through your nose. So it's an active exhalation through your nose. And then you relax your belly and a passive inhalation through your nose. So this is a breath that I always say is fake it till you make it breath. What I found when I first started doing this breath is that it would be like I would run out of air. And then I would have to reload. So that's okay. What you do is on the exhalation, if you fully exhale, it creates a vacuum that when you relax your belly, the inhale comes in without any drawing of your breath in. So just do your best and keep practicing and this breath will come. It's a great breath, okay? So let's try it. We'll do 50 and then we'll try again. When we're done, you'll fully exhale, you'll fully inhale, fully exhale, and then breathe in part way. We'll hold your breath. If there's any reason why you shouldn't suspend your breath, then just don't do that part. Okay, so here we go. Breathe in fully. Breathe out fully. Breathe in part way and suspend your breath until the need to exhale is great. So let's try that again. And you can stay with the single Kapalabhatis or you can go with the, we'll just try a double pump Kapalabhati where you breathe out twice. Sometimes if you're having trouble with it, that second pump helps get the extra air out and then makes the inhalation more passive. So you can try it like that. So you breathe out twice. Okay, let's try that. Breathe in all the way. Breathe out all the way. Breathe in part way and hold. Sometimes that can make you a little lightheaded. So I'm going to have a little water to ground myself again. Okay, great. So we're going to continue with strengthening our core, the innermost part of our core of our strength, with some plank pose. So you're going to come onto your stomach and place your elbows underneath your shoulders and roll your shoulders back and down, and then you're going to pull your hip bones back so that you come onto your knees, and you could stay here. Remember to ride your breath, because your breath is going to support your strength here. You can tuck your toes under and lift your knees. Your body should be in a straight line, so you don't want to dip your low back here or have a, what did Lisa call this when she filmed our sun salutations, a parachute bum maybe? I forget what she called it, but it was really funny. Okay, so you're going to be flat as a board here, and you're going to stay connected to your breath, because that's your strength here. Breathing in. I'm breathing out. Finding strength in your breath. And then lower your knees, push yourself up onto all fours. Draw your knees up underneath you and sit back onto your heels. Come into child's pose. Okay, and then roll up to your spine, and we're going to do side plank now. So come onto your left elbow, directly underneath your left shoulder, and bend your knees back. Stack your right hip bone right on top of your left hip bone. Pull your rib cage away from the ground, and then lift your torso off the ground, bring your hips up off the ground, bring your right arm straight up. And find the strength to support yourself here in your breath. If you're finding this too much in your shoulders, you need to lift your core more. And then slowly lower down and swivel your hips around. Just take your left arm across your body and stretch out that shoulder. All right, and then we'll come over to your other side. So this time you're going to do that side plank on your right elbow. So line up your body in a straight line. Take your right elbow directly underneath your right shoulder. Pull your shoulder back, bend your knees back. And then you're going to lift your torso away from the ground. Keep lifting until your hips come off the ground. Remember to stack your left hip right on top of your bottom hip. And lift your left arm up. Keep reaching your torso away from your shoulder to keep this out of your shoulder and into your core. And find the strength in your breath here. And see if you can tune into the energy running through your body here as well. And then slowly lower down. And one more for your core and for your shoulders and your triceps and your arms. You're going to come over onto all fours and take your hands underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers nice and wide to support your wrist. Take your weight into the webs of your hands so that it comes out of your wrist. And draw up through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel back to your spine. You're going to take your elbows straight back, inhale, lower down, and exhale, press up. So it's Chaturanga Dandasana, four-limb staff pose, the modified version of it. Inhale, lower down, exhale, press up. Inhale, lower down, elbows go straight back, exhale, press up. Inhale, lower down, exhale, press up. And one more, inhale, lower down, and exhale, press up. And then you can sit back onto your heels, and we'll stretch out your triceps. So take your right arm up and over your palm on your back. Reach your left hand up and over and draw your elbow back. And then release. And I think we forgot to stretch that shoulder as well after that last side plank. So let's just do that now. And then take your left arm up and over, your left palm on your back. Reach your hand up and over and give it a little stretch. Okay, release. So we have company now on the beach. There's some kids swimming and having fun on the beach. Okay, we are not the only people on the beach. Let's come up to standing. So you'll be happy to hear that's it for the core portion of the class. We're going to now find the strength in your lower body and your legs. So let's start by stepping to the top of your mat and take a big step back with your left leg. So work with the warrior poses and keep your hips facing the front of your mat. No, actually, excuse me, we're going to do Virabhadrasana 2 first, warrior 2 first. So keep your hips facing the long edge of your mat. Sink down through your right sit bone. Bring your arms up parallel to the ground for Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior two, look over your right fingertips. And really feel the stability in your lower body, the strength in your legs holding you upright. And again, let yourself ride your breath here. Not creating any tension in your breath. You can feel the heat and the energy rising in your legs as you stay in these poses. Now straighten up through your right leg, turn your right toes in, all the way in, and turn your left toes out. Keeping your hips facing the long edge of your mat, sink down now through your left sit bone, roll your left knee out. Bring your arms up parallel to the ground again. Draw your shoulder blades together at the back to use the strength of your back to hold your arms up. Look over your left fingertips. So your back stronger than your shoulders. Use your back to hold your arms up. Keep sinking into your legs. Ride your breath. Really experience the strength of your legs here. And when you feel the strength in your physical body, you'll experience it in your mental and emotional and spiritual bodies as well, in your energetic body. Okay. Let this posture out of your body. Draw your legs in. And then we're going to move between warrior one and warrior three. So let's start at the top of our mat here. And take a step back with your left foot. And sink. Keep your hips facing the front of the mat now. Sink down through your front right sit bone and bring your arms straight up. Virabhadrasana one. Really sink into the strength of your legs here, riding your breath. Feel the ease of your upper body as you rely on the strength of your lower body. And then shift forward to your front right leg and straighten out your right leg, bring your torso parallel to the ground. Breathing. And release this posture from your body. Stand at the top of your mat again. And we'll do that again on the other side. So take a step back with your right foot. Sometimes we need that pause, right, to gather up our strength again. So pause to gather your strength. I love that. Okay, face your hips to the front edge of your mat. Sink down through your front left hip bone. We're aiming to bring that front left thigh parallel to the ground. My thigh's going, yeah, that's good for me. That's my edge today. Bring my arms up, straight up. So the strength is in my lower body, and then I'm finding that ease in my upper body. So if you remember back to the first class in this series, we talked about hatha yoga. So the ha, the masculine, the strength is in our lower body, the ta, the feminine, the ease, the flexibility is in our upper body here. And feel it as you breathe, feel that ease in your lungs as you feel the breath moving in and out of your body here. Find the strength in your breath as your legs start to burn. And then shift forward onto your front left leg and bring your torso parallel to the ground. And let this posture out of your body. And find strength in the pause again. So gathering that inner strength, right? Sometimes we just need to take that moment to retreat. How many times a day do you do that? I gotta say, I do it a lot. Okay, just a minute, gathering my inner strength here. Okay, one more posture for your lower body. Take your feet wide on your mat, turn your toes out to 10 and 2 o'clock, and sink down. Arms come up for the beautiful goddess victory squat, Utkatasana. So again, feel the strength in your lower body. And by now, you're feeling that energy coursing through your lower body straight away. And feel the ease, flexibility, movement in your upper body. Breathing into your side ribs and your back. Finding the strength in your breath, feeling that prana and vital energy moving through your body. And then release this pose from your body. Okay, and again, let's gather that prana within, and taking a moment to pause. Breathing in. Breathing out. And just take a moment and feel the energy that you've gathered within by doing these poses. Can you feel the energy running through those 72,000 nadis in your body. Okay, and then we're going to move between downward facing dog and upward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana and Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. So come to the front of your mat. Inhale, reach up, lift your chest up to the sky or the ceiling. Exhale, bend your knees, hinge your hips forward. Step your feet back. And lift your hips up towards the ceiling for Adho Mukha Svanasana. And then you're going to tuck your tailbone under so that you come to the opposite Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. And we're going to go back and forth between these two. Downward facing dog. Tailbone tucks all the way under, spine curves the opposite way to upward facing dog. Now you can go back and forth between these two, and I want to give an option. If that's not available to you, you can do cat and cow. And if this bothers your wrists, you can always do it on your forearms. And you can even do downward facing dog on your forearms to upward facing dog, which is, this is dolphin here. Okay, so lots of options. I'll join you for one more. I'm sure you've done lots in the time I've given you all those options. And then come back to downward facing dog. And bend your knees, lower them to the ground. And come onto all fours. We're going to follow this up with a twist. You're going to inhale, open your right arm out to the side. Exhale, lower your right shoulder to the ground, the right side of your head to the ground. And just let yourself sink into this twist here. And then unthread your needle. Inhale, open up. On the left side, exhale, thread your left arm between your right wrist and your right knee. Lower your left shoulder to the ground. Tuck your chin. And twist to the other side. And then unthread on this side, and you're going to come to the center. And we'll do child's pose here. Feel your breath moving through your body. And then you can roll up through your spine and make your way onto your back for Shavasana. And we are going to move to a slightly quieter area for your final relaxation. So lie down on your back. Make yourself comfortable to receive your practice. Tuck your shoulder blades in underneath you. Tuck your pelvis under. If your low back bothers you, bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Now reflect back on your practice. The benefits of yoga being strength. So experiencing strength in your physical body through yoga postures as a tool so that translates to strength energetically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So as you reflect back on your practice, what stands out? What seems most important? And how does that relate to your day-to-day life and how you bring strength to your day-to-day life? What's one small thing that you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life this week? Just one small thing that you'll put into action, one action step for the next day. When you're ready, you can gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then bend your knees and roll to your right side. Slowly make your way up to seated. So thank you for joining me for episode 193 of Namaste Yoga. If you liked this video, you can give it a thumbs up. Give it a 5-star ratings on iTunes if you're watching on your Apple TVs and iTunes. And if you'd like to join us for episode 200, we're 7 episodes away. We're celebrating on October the 5th. Send me an email at info@melissawest.com. We're going to be celebrating in Ajax, Ontario. And we're going to film everybody, and we're going to go out for lunch at the table in Oshawa after. So we'd love to have you. Thank you again, and I'll see you next week, or I'll see you on the membership site. Namaste.